What about different sizes of fields? What's the, for example, what's the difference between a say a field and a patch?
Well, a field is several acres. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you know, several acres, 10 or 12 acres, and a patch is just a small place, mm-hmm. maybe an acre or so.
Okay. What would you usually grow in a patch?
Well, usually, sometimes you'd grow vegetables in a patch like that. If you didn't have just a patch, mm-hmm. you'd have grow rosemary.
Just stuff for your kitchen.
Just stuff for the kitchen, mm-hmm. you know.
What, if you had a garden patch, what kind of fence would you put around it?
Well, it's usually, now, sometimes you split palings and fence it in with palings, and mm-hmm. sometimes it'd just be wire. Okay. We used to have ours fenced in with wire.
Okay. What about a wire fence that you might use for cattle?
Well, they use barbed wire for that.
Okay.
Three strands of barbed wire, you know?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And if they wanted to put hogs in there, they'd put hog wire about that high around the bottom, you know.
That's right. That's a heavier wire.
Heavier wire.
Okay. What about a rail fence? Did you ever use a rail fence?
Oh, yes. We've used rail fences.
That was back when there used to be plenty of trees.
When there used to be plenty of trees. And I remember when I was just a child, Mama had a drove of geese. And we had a patch of cotton and it had a rail fence around it, you know. And she put them geese in there to clean that cotton, and they'd keep it just as clean as it could be. We didn't have to hope where them geese was.
Have you ever seen a goose pick at a cotton bowl, though? I've heard they'll do that sometimes.
No, I never did see one.
Have you ever heard the term goose picking or anything like that, talking about picking cotton?
Oh, yes. Mama used to pick her geese. She had feather beds.
That's right, that makes good feather beds.
Good feather beds and feather pillars, you know.
Yeah, that was a warm way to sleep back in
sure
the
was.
Whole night.
Just wire up in one of them feather beds. I don't believe I could sleep on one now, though.
No, I don't. I was thinking about that just the other night. I grew up sleeping on them. I believe it'd be too soft to suit me.
I don't think it would, me too, if I got to have a hard bed now to rest.
What about a wire? Your wire fence. What was the wire? What was the wire fastened to?
Post.
Okay. And you have to go out. That was another.
You had to go out and dig holes and then put them posts in, then go back and put your wire.
Okay. Did you ever see in this part of the country a stone wall or a stone fence?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen many of those in our
family.
There's a lot of them up in Tennessee. I guess they get more rocks out of those fields up in Tennessee than
I guess so.
They do down here.
I guess they get more rocks up there.
What about your best dishes that you might put out when the company comes? Get that stuff now when they get married.
Yeah, they'll get the pattern that they want, and then they'll go and get a piece and carry it.
Right.
Shoot, I just ain't gonna do that.
That's a lot of foolishness in
a lot of foolishness to me.
What about a thing that you carry water in from the well into the house?
Well, that'd be we call them water buckets or water pails.
Okay, is there any difference between a bucket and a pail?
No.
I didn't think so.
They're not. They're just the same.
We used to call it a water bucket, but
always did too.
We could take the same thing and put milk in it and it would call it a milk pail.
Milk pail, yeah. I know it. That's right.
What about the thing that you scrape leftovers in if you were going to use it to slop the hogs with?
That would be called a slop bucket.
Okay.